Hey, it's Latif from Radiolab. Our goal with each episode is to make you think, how did I live this long and not know that? Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know. Listen wherever you get podcasts.
Yesterday, President Obama announced new fuel efficiency standards for cars and light trucks, raising them to 35 miles per gallon by 2016.
Now, in the past, an agreement such as this would have been considered impossible. It's no secret that these are folks who've occasionally been at odds for years, even decades. In fact, some of the groups here have been embroiled in lawsuits against one another.
But as contentious as the fight to raise fuel standards has been, the new measures won't reduce global warming if Americans continue to drive the way they do. And so an even more controversial measure is on the horizon, the once every 6 years massive transportation reauthorization bill. Here to explain it is Congressman Pete DeFazio, a Democrat from Eugene, Oregon. Thanks for joining us this morning.
Thank you. Good morning.
Congressman, the big question that is on everybody's mind who's paying attention to this is whether there's actually going to be a real break with previous American transportation policy, which has always favored roads and driving over transit. How's it looking?
Oh, absolutely. There's going to be a break if Chairman Oberstar and I have anything to say about it. And we've met with leadership and they're encouraging us to move forward. We've really been living off the legacy of the Eisenhower era, have not really substantially revisited our transportation policy except for some tweaks here and there over the last 50 years. And you know, we haven't even done a very good job of taking care of that legacy. I mean, the system's in horrible shape. 160,000 bridges are in need of dramatic repair. Road surfaces are bad. Congestion is unbelievable. Americans waste $80 billion a year caught in traffic. We need a 21st century transportation system, and we intend to lead people there.
You got in maybe a little bit of trouble early on when you were an early critic of the Obama administration for what you characterized as maybe a wavering commitment on transit. That was back, if I recall correctly, late January. Do you think things have changed in the last several months with the Obama administration, or are you less of a critic now?
That was during the so-called stimulus debate.
Are you saying so-called debate or so-called stimulus?
Well, I think so-called stimulus. I think it was a wasted opportunity. There was over $300 billion in tax cuts, which do little or nothing to put people back to work, get the economy on track. And a fraction of that was actually invested and spent in the future of our transportation system infrastructure, which we know puts people to work and we know improves our productivity. We know, if done right, will get people out of traffic and into more efficient options. That was a time that could have been better.
So what's happening now? Do you see the White House as being more aggressive on this issue?
Well, the president and I have had a couple of exchanges over this. And
Friendly?
Yes, he's always friendly. He's a wonderful and a very intelligent human being. But the Secretary of Transportation and I have met several times. They haven't raised any yellow flags or anything about what we're doing. They say they want something that enhances livability, deals with these major problems. They are particularly interested in transit, and there's a tremendous amount of work to do there. So I'm encouraged, and we hope. I told the president when I saw him a couple of weeks ago, we're going to give him a product he's really going to like.
So tell us about this bill. What is it going to look like? What will be in it? How big will it be?
Well, it's going to be big, and we're dealing with big problems. The American Society of Civil Engineers and other experts out there, two commissions have all said that, look, the system's falling apart. You've got to put a new emphasis on preservation of the system. But at the same time, you also need to begin a 21st century system that gives people, particularly in congested urban areas, transit alternatives that don't exist today to help them get out of their cars, get out of congestion, mitigate all that waste of fuel and time. And at the same time, we've got to deal with freight mobility. I mean, before the crash, I mean, just ships backed up into the ocean, you know, trying to get their cargo offloaded in L.A., move that through L.A. and other ports across America.
Well, but Congressman, let's talk some naked politics about how some of that might actually be done. Your colleague, James Oberstar, on the Transportation Committee, wants a GPS sort of style tracking system to determine how far vehicles have gone, possibly with the, you know, developing a revenue source to tax or to have people who drive the most support the system. Do you think people who may have, like, Easy Pass tokens on their cars and have some of this electronic equipment already in their cars are going to make the leap to some sort of federally monitored satellite system that monitors transportation throughout the United States?
No, not in the short term, and the chairman doesn't intend to take us there. We want to continue to work on the technology. The privacy issues need to be substantially addressed. There's some equity issues because most of the congestion is in urban areas, but people don't drive very far. In the rural areas, people have to drive long distances. You know, certainly you can't have a uniform fee because they contribute different loads to the system. And then if you know where they were, when they were, then you're back to privacy issues. So, you know, he's a little frustrated with the pace of change. You know, he's giving a vision for the future, but that's not going to be a major component of this bill. We're looking at other potential revenue sources.
All right. We will be watching for those details. Congressman Pete DeFazio, Democrat from Eugene, Oregon, thank you so much for joining us this morning.
Thanks for the opportunity.
And it's time for headlines with Femi Okeh.
At 21 minutes to the top of the hour.